You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Week 16 Mailbag, Christmas week, holiday week, Festivus week. I have to mention that. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Hope your tree is lit, your candles are lit, and your pole is raised. And let's get started with a question about C.J. Anderson. This is from David Walker. What would be the significance of getting C.J. Anderson a 1,000-yard season? Well, of course, you know, the team goals are out the window. You're not going to the playoffs. You're not going to have a winning season. So in a season like this, you do focus on finding other ways to celebrate accomplishment, whether it's team or individual. And getting C.J. Anderson to 1,000 yards, it would be one of those team and individual accomplishments. For him, obviously, getting over 1,000 yards for the first time in his career, I think it would confer a different kind of status on him. Of course, he had a big playoff run back in the 2015 season. He has a Pro Bowl appearance, but for various reasons, injury and otherwise, he hasn't had that 1,000-yard season. I think it would cement his place in Broncos history as a back who will be remembered long past this era if he has a 1,000-yard season. Then you look at his resume and say, hey, pretty good. He's already in the top 10 Broncos running backs all time in rushing yards. So certainly he does have a place in team history no matter what. But that 1,000-yard season, I think, would seal it. And then finally, for the offensive line, the guys up front that are paving the way for C.J. Anderson that have done a good job creating holes, especially in some of the last few games, I think it's important for them. The offensive line, you know, it's been the subject of some criticism publicly over the course of the year. But at the same time, I think you can look over the course of the season and see some improvement up front. And I think for that group, if you can get C.J. Anderson a 1,000-yard season, it would mean a lot to them. It would certainly give a sense of accomplishment to the offensive line to have the first Broncos running back since 2013. And I think with the run defenses the Broncos will see in Washington and Kansas City over the next couple of games, the form that C.J. Anderson and the offensive line have displayed in the last few weeks, I think it's a pretty good chance that C.J. is going to end up with four figures for the first time, and it'd be a big deal for him and the line. Next question from Ray Harvey. You mentioned that the Broncos had six undrafted players active against the Colts. What does that really mean? Well, you've got to kind of look at it in the big picture. Yes, maybe some rookies haven't played to what you would have expected. Maybe you want more out of, say, DeMarcus Walker, for instance, being a second-round pick. But at the same time, you've also got to consider injuries and other factors. Jake Butt and Chad Kelly, for example, they didn't play a snap all year because they started off on the non-football injury list and then went to injured reserve. Carlos Henderson, on injured reserve all year. So you're taking three draft picks out of the mix right there. Brendan Langley, a third-round pick. What's happening there is you have a young player, an undrafted player at the same position in Marcus Rios, who's playing well and basically taking his spot at this point in the season, and he's been active for the last couple of games. So that matters as well. They've seen a lot of Brendan Langley. Now they want to see what Marcus Rios has, particularly on special teams. So some of that is involved, that Rios has played well on the practice field. Now they want to find out what he has, having seen Langley on the field to this point. So most of it is really injuries. Some of it is performance-based. I wouldn't read too much into it. Another thing to consider on injuries as well, you've got Gerald Garcia-Williams and Joe Jones, both who've been active for multiple games this year. You've had, of course, injuries at the inside linebacker position, and you've needed them not only for depth at inside linebacker, but also on special teams. That's why they've been up on a consistent basis. Injuries at safety, you have Justin Simmons out for the year. He's on IR. You had Jamal Carter, who was an undrafted player himself, battling a shoulder injury. You weren't sure how long he could go, so you needed to have Diamante Thomas up. So a lot of factors coming into play to seeing those undrafted guys. I wouldn't say it's an indictment on the draft class as a whole. I would say it's simply about injuries on the roster and also what some of those undrafted guys are doing. And certainly as you get into the offseason and next year, all of those guys are going to bear monitoring because you want to find out if they can at least be depth pieces, if not more, going forward, especially considering the success that the Broncos have had with undrafted players. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to go join us next week for the last mailbag of the regular season, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, Matt Mace Denver. Use the hashtag Ask Mace, or listen to me next Tuesday through Friday next week. We're not doing any Christmas shows. Tuesday through Friday on Orange and Blue 760. First and 10 at 10 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater from 10 to noon. I'll also be on the morning show, Palumas and Lindahl, 7 to 10, Tuesday and Wednesday, filling in, so listen then. Until next week, take care, thanks for watching, and happy holidays.